Blog Talk Radio.
Yakuza! Yakuza! Yakuza Kick Radio!
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 The Yakuza Kick Radio!
This is the bulldozer of Matt Tremont. And if there's one place to listen to on the internet, every Thursday, 9 p.m., Yakuza Kick Radio. Tremont says so. Who wants some?
God help us, Jesus! God and babies, Jesus! Help us.
Ladies and gentlemen of fucking America, this is Danny Havoc, and you have been listening to, or possibly are intending to listen to, the Yakuza Kick fucking radio. Fucking, yeah! Yakuza Kick Radio.
Hell fucking yeah!
My name is Justice Payne, and you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
You're coming to come on Thursday night in California.
This is a brotherhood, and we all stick together. Like my nuts.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Yakuza Kick Radio, the best in internet wrestling radio, period, bar none, just like Adam Cole.
Everybody's a cunt but me in the world. I don't know what it is.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. That's Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
Yakuza Kick Radio has risen from the ashes of bad internet radio and become the premier place for any independent professional wrestler to stop and record their voice.
The shit is bananas.
Well, this is Mr. Insanity, Toby Klein, and if you're not listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, then you're weird.
Oh, I don't like the cut of your jib, fella.
This is Greg Excellent, Bearded Dragon of the Northeast. You're listening to Yakuza Kick Radio. If you're not, probably watching porn and you have this muted. You should be listening to it, Jason Mann.
Where are Biggie and Tupac?
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Give a nigga rope one of his cowboy guys.
All you have to do is listen to Yakuza Kick Radio. Now look at that doctor, homie. Fuck that. Black me. Ow.
Bullshit, man. Motherfucker.
Fuck you. Fuck you and fuck you. Who's next?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the introduction.
Hosted by J-Cat Morris.
You are now listening to
Yakuza Kick Radio.
It's Wednesday, August 22nd, 2012. Welcome to Yakuza Kick Radio. I'm your host, J-Cat Morris, as always. Man, I ain't in the mood for this shit. Oh, man. I'm tired as fuck. I'm hungry as fuck. I'm just... Man. I might even have to do another one of these over the weekend to make it up if I fuck this one up enough. I can't imagine me being entertaining tonight, but... will this intro stop? Jesus Christ. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how this is going to turn out. A lot of times I go into shows like this and it turns out far better than I expected them to. Well, let's hope this is one of those occasions because I'm really fucking upset. Anyway, so last night, let's start out this blog talk radio show and, you know, promote the site that I do this through. Okay, so last night... the girl, you know, went to do her show, and, you know, I do, like, the producing, as it's a far stretch from what I do, but just say producing of the Two Moms, One Show show. And so, you know, I call in as host, so that way, you know, I could put the calls through, I could play whatever songs, sound drops, whatever, you know, just so I could be the background, let them call in and just do their thing. I've never spoke two words on that show, but, you know what I mean? That's just like I just mute myself, call in as the host, and then allow them to call in and then, you know, tell them there's a call in the chat, you know, we patch them through that way. So that way, you know, it's easier on Nina, who's never done a show before, that type of thing. So I do that. I call in, and immediately this shit is fucked up. Like, I can tell it's fucked up. Like, I'm on, but now they're trying to call in, and they're getting nothing. They're getting, like, a beep. So I try to refresh the page. I try to sign in and sign back out. Finally, I'm like, all right, well, let me just try to hang my phone up. That way, I'll call back in, and maybe it'll restart everything, right? Because I've dropped off the line before, like, if your phone dies or something, like, you drop off the line, and when you call back in, boom, you're back on. Well, I hang the fucking phone up, and I call back in, and they're like, we're sorry, you can only have one host, and there's already a host. And I'm looking at my screen, and it's telling me that my shit is still on the fucking air. Nothing's on the air. There ain't nothing going on. There ain't no sound. As far as I know, they never played the intro. They never did none of that shit. So that shit just sat there, and then, you know, Mish, you know, offered them to go over there onto the wrestling soup feed and stuff, which is great, you know, and it's nothing against Mish, but I'm not happy about it, because honestly, you know, you pay $100 a month for this cocksucking service, and all I want to do is two shows a week. You know, I wanted to bump it up to two shows, you know, give Nina and Tink a show, allow them to do something that was completely different from what I did. You know, shit, I mean, not only am I getting more for my money, it's different audiences that could listen to two shows. So it feels like it's worth more, and it gave them the opportunity to do what they were doing and all that in and stuff. So when it comes down to it, it was like, you know, completely fucked me. And then it was like, all right, well then fuck, I guess I ain't doing shit tonight. And that's that, you know? So they did their thing over there that, you know, last night, and that was that. But, this fucking service sucks. If anybody out there is trying to do a radio show, you know, or a podcast or whatever the fuck you want to call this dumb shit, do not use Blog Talk Radio. I love saying that shit on Blog Talk Radio. I think that's adorable. But, yo, this is bullshit. And I sent him a message fucking last night, irate and shit. I ain't use no curse words or nothing like that. I do that on the air. And no response. No response whatsoever. I look in my inbox. And, you know, I have set up as reoccurring shows the Two Moms, One Show and Yakuza Kick Radio. Every week just comes on, da, da, da. They're all just set up reoccurring. So I don't have to plan shit, nothing. And if, you know, I have a guest on my show, as I often have, I'll go in there, I'll edit the title, and I'll just, you know, put such and such was on Yakuza Kick Radio. So I go in the inbox, and it's like I got, like, previous to yesterday, which I don't even know how if this works into the equation, because obviously I'm on the air now, and it didn't fuck up tonight. It tells me, and this was, like, previous to, like, that show even trying to go on or whatever, I got sent two messages. One saying, like, we were unable to schedule your reoccurring show, Two Moms, One Show, because you're over the amount of, what is it, scheduled segments or some shit like that. And then another message right after it saying, we were unable to schedule your regularly, you know, your reoccurring show, Yakuza Kick Radio, because you're over your amount of scheduled segments. Like, all right, first off, this is what this bullshit gives you on here. $100 a month. That's a lot of fucking money, man. I don't pay that much for my fucking cell phone, let alone a goddamn this stuff. So, I do my shit, and then they do their shit, all right? So there's 2 days. They allow you one show every single day of the week if you wanted to. Like, I could do 7 days of fucking shows. They give you a 3-hour show live, and another hour on the archive. So, like, you could technically do a 4-hour show, but the live folks will only hear you for the first 3 hours and stuff. So that's how Blog Talk tells you that they're going to work. And then they just randomly pull shit out, and they just be like, well, not going on today. The night that fucking Two Moms, One Show was supposed to debut, they had some kind of crazy outage and shit, and we're trying to get the shit going. The shit wouldn't work at all. And I go look on their site, and it's like, oh, yeah, if, you know, parts of the Northeast are all fucked up. And, yeah, sorry for the inconvenience. And it's like, oh, well, all right, I guess we're going to have to move that show. And, I mean, it's such an inconvenience. They don't hit you with any type of courtesy like, yo, well, let me knock something off your bill or something. Yeah, I mean, like, it's so hard. And my thing is this. It's not like, yo, listen, oh, okay, I'm going to do a show this night. Oh, I can't do a show. That's bullshit. Here's the problem. anybody who does a radio show, podcast, whatever you want to call it, knows how hard it is to get a following, to get people to know what day of the week you're on, to know what time you're on, to even lock onto your shit on a regular basis, and to have on a random occasion, when you're paying your fucking money, to be like, oh, I don't know what happened, but that shit ain't on. I mean, and then now it's like, all right, well, next week, what the fuck do these people think? Oh, well, shit, I guess I'll hop over to the Wrestling Soup feed because that's where it worked last week. Or you know, I guess, let's see what happens over here. Let's see if it works. And, you know, maybe one, two, three, four people were turned off. Maybe a couple people didn't understand what the fuck just happened. And they're like, fuck that. That show barely even fucking works. Shit barely even fucking comes through on my air. And it's funny, too, because when I was starting the show tonight, because part of what I sent them a message last night about was, like, if my show doesn't work tomorrow, I'm going to find another place to do this. So, that was kind of my end statement. And obviously, you know, it's working because I'm talking. But the show's counting down. And one thing on my phone, where I'm doing it through because I'm so professional, is telling me, you know, 3 minutes till showtime. And then on the screen, it's telling me, like, hey, you're going on air. Telling me, like 10 seconds. And then it's, like, 2 minutes in on my phone, which is always, if there's a delay, the phone is on top of shit, and then the screen is behind. And I'm sorry if I'm boring everybody with this, but I'm really upset with this garbage. So, and then I look, and then it's, like, flashing, like, it'll be, like, white, and it'll be, like, the same time it is saying on my phone, like, 3 minutes till showtime or 2 minutes till showtime, and then it's going back to, like, yeah, you've been on for a minute type shit. So I just, like, wrote it out and just kept listening to the phone, and then eventually it was, like, you know, the show will go live in 30 seconds or 3 seconds, whatever the fuck. So, boom, and then it goes on. So this shit is fucked up. I got to look into where else money could be paid, where else, you know, stuff could happen to get, like, a legit joint that's going to fucking, you know, give me what I'm paying for, because these motherfuckers here, they're fucking up. I can't even begin to understand what the fuck is going on. I can't comprehend that type of thing when you pay money and you don't get your shit, and they're just like, well, you know, it happens. They didn't even give me so much as it happens. So it is what it is, whatever. Welcome to the show, fucking entertainment. Yeah, fucking. A lot of different things I gotta fucking rant and rave about this week. And again, I'm tired as hell, so I don't know how good it's gonna be. Man, my Niners played on, this is gonna be the shortest sports segment ever. Like I said, I can't wait till week one. I'm gonna do probably a solid hour on our shit, but yeah, my Niners play got the ass whooped by the Texans. Scariest thing was Brandon Jacobs, you know, was powering up off the left side and shit, and got hit in his knee, went down, had to get carted off, and the whole shit. They're talking all some MCL or ACL, and hopefully it's an MCL because that would be less time and all this shit. Either way, it's fucking terrible for a guy who hasn't played a regular season game for you yet and is going to be an awesome addition to your offense. Man, that's a fucking worst thing you could hear is during preseason, his fucking knee gets blown out. So, that's, you know, it's like, shit, man. So then, anyway, it ended up coming out that there was no major damage. The MRI came out completely fine. Obviously, there's some bruising or some spraining or something like that that's not going to show on an MRI, and he'll be all right. Obviously, probably going to have to rest for the rest of the preseason, which I got no problems with. And hopefully, he'll be fresh come early season, hopefully game one, you know, that type of thing. But, I mean, our backfield's pretty solid, and, you know, I just hope that we're able to have that guy, you know, fresh. Because, he was running hard as hell, like, during the preseason. I wondered when they brought him in, like, you know, he was a solid fucking workhorse, bang out running back, you know, short yardage, which you've had some problems with. He was going to be that guy that made it a whole lot easier on our end. And then we had Frank Gore, and we got that shit. Our second year back, and we got some things going. And then obviously a lot more targets on the wide receiver core. So some big things, but man, Alex is getting fucking whacked. Like, I don't know what the fuck, man. I was like, did they rest our offensive line or what the fuck is they doing? Because, man, he got the shit sacked out of him. He was in like a quarter and a half or whatever he was in for. He got whacked, man. Shit, that can't happen. Because Alex is only so good. And Harbaugh was able to really work to his strengths last year. But if he's getting whacked like that, if that offensive line can't hold up for long enough to keep him safe for, a couple beats for him to, get a pass off to a Randy Moss or Mario Manningham or Vernon Davis or, Crabtree. I mean, dude, you really, really got to protect that quarterback. And right now, that shit was scary as fuck. So we'll see. I expect it to get better. I expect it to tighten up. I mean, one of those games where you're like, you know what? We had to take a loss at some point. We had to get beat up to learn where we need to improve. And I hope that that's exactly what that was. So that's I think, the summer. Oh, and fuck, man. I guess I was the only, because I work 6 days a week, and I only, I don't check every site every day. So apparently I was the only one that didn't know that fucking when I was talking about the shit last week about, Chad Johnson. That he headbutted his chick in the face. So that's why he didn't quite fit in with the Dolphins. Because I'm like, it's got to be something else. I don't know what it is, but it's got to be something else down here at the sports den. Like, unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that this. I'm like, oh, man. What can you do? And I said, at the start of this preseason, as we broke into the NFL, all right, you got three guys. Three troublemakers in new places. T.O., Randy Moss, Chad Johnson. Who's going to be the first to fuck up? And apparently Chad won the lottery. Not the one that's going to work out for him, but, someone will sign him, I'm sure. He's still got a lot of talent and just a lot of empty head. And he swings at his girlfriend, his wife, whatever. So, that was that. That's something else. So, yeah. That's the sum of the sports thing that I got to talk about, because I only pay so much attention to preseason, we're in the off season of basketball and I really don't watch baseball. So, like the sports talk, hang in there and not only hang in there for, a couple hours with me and then jump over to the sports den, because they do the full sports wrap. They know their baseball. They know all the shit they're talking about. Across the sports world. And you can check them out at www.ustream.tv/channel/sportsden. They're on like 10:30 type thing, Eastern time. And they do their thing. They know far more across the world of sports than I do. So I cover, things to my liking, the football, the basketball, but, obviously not as in-depth as a sports show would. And, they put on some banging-ass recipes on there and all sorts of shit. So, yeah, check them out after this. And still not sure how long this one's going to be. But, all right, another thing I want to rant about. I went to Walmart last week, right? And now understand, I'm not unfamiliar with city life or areas that are going rough and shit. I used to hang out in Newark on a regular basis. I used to live up North Jersey, which was, far worse. Where I lived was kind of like, you walk two blocks in that direction, they're selling crack everywhere. You walk two blocks in that direction, there's rich people. And I was kind of in the middle. So it wasn't like, I was into projects and shit. I'm just saying, like, it was multicultural enough for, like, you can go this way, you go that way, there was stuff going on all around you on several different things. But we used to take the train from there and go hang out in Newark, where shit was all fucked up, of course. Like South Orange Ave and all, like around that area and stuff. And, it was a good time. I mean, we used to have a great time. But obviously, you used to be fucked up shit. And it is what it is. But this area where I live now, it ain't like none of that shit. This is just like Pine Barrens / shore area type business. I mean, this is what this is. So You don't see, like, a lot of people, like homeless people all over the place. You don't see none of that stuff like that. So, anyway, just a preface with that, like, before I start going, there was a guy begging, can you believe it? Like, I mean, it's kind of where I'm going with this, but I just wanted to, like, let you know that, like, where I'm at, it's not, like, you don't normally see that shit. So, go to Walmart, right? You got this one dude, and he's got, like, a sign written on the other side of a fucking, like, a Pampers box or some shit. I lost my job, blah, 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 help me out. He's got a kid in a stroller right in front of him, and his wife standing next to him with a t-shirt that says, I love my hubby on it. I'm like, what the fuck? Seriously? You lost your motherfucking job, and the first thing you did is wrote on your kid's fucking diaper box and walked down to fucking Walmart with your wifey all proud of you and shit with your fucking kid? The fuck is wrong with you? And again, I gotta go back to, like, I've seen shit worse. Normally, motherfuckers don't bring their kids out there with them. But, and their wife going, yeah, I love this motherfucker right here. This guy's a shit. Look at the way he's holding that sign and shit. That's how he gets a job. Give him some money. I wanted to fucking smack the shit out of this dude, man. I can't understand it. By the time I came out, I guess somebody told me to get the fuck out of there because he wasn't there no more. And I'm just like, oh, like, what the fuck is this cat thinking? Like, really? Oh, you just lost your job. And that's the first fucking, and you know, and cats weren't dressed like shit neither. Like, you know, he was hanging out with the fucking chains on, fucking, you know, they just like, yeah, like he just lost his job. So, again, the first thing you do is when you just lose your job is start writing on shit and walking down to the store with your fucking kid and wife to go get some money from other people who still got jobs. Like, dog, you can walk in the store and fucking apply to that bitch. They got half retarded motherfuckers at the door. You can't walk in that goddamn store and fill out an application. I mean, there's a Wawa up the road, all sorts of retarded people in there. I mean, you can go any fucking where. And obviously, it's not that easy to get a job. But honestly, I'd say it's honestly probably a lot easier than people make it out to be. There's a lot of people who don't want to fucking work. And there's a lot of people who are qualified for things that are far better than your minimum wage jobs. And I do understand that part. But if you're going to tell me that you can't get a minimum wage job fucking anywhere, you search high and low and there's just no doing it, I find that hard to believe. I really do. Really, really do. Especially in this heat, you know, in this type of weather, man, you can get a job at a fucking pool company. You can get a job at a fucking a landscaper. You can get all sorts of fucking seasides not far from here. All sorts of seasonal shit working on the boardwalk, spinning wheels and shit. I mean, come on, man. Fucking standing outside the store telling me you just lost your job, bitch. I gotta wait until a certain day of the week until I could go and get some fucking food to last us the week because I got a job and that shit only goes so far when you got three kids and everything else. Come on, man, get the fuck out of my face. That shit gets on my nerves. And that takes me to the next thing, man. No one's gonna even understand that this is mainly a wrestling show by the time I'm done with the shit. That goes on to the next thing, because I'm just tired of this fucking charity shit, alright? Here's another thing I got a problem with. Like I said, I work 6 days a week, been here 11 years. I got three kids. I work check to check. The only time shit gets a little more comfortable is, you know, tax return time, pads my bank account a little bit, makes me a little comfortable for at least half to three quarters of the way through the year. This year, half. So, that's that. But when you go into a fucking store, and I understand there's a lot of charities that do need help, but my problem is there's other people that should be helping them, for starters. You got your war vets. Okay, why is this fucking country not taking care of these people? Like, you got these people that went over there and fought overseas and shit. They fought, I mean, this shit could be Vietnam, shit could be anywhere. I mean, you got old-ass people out here with their fucking war vet pins and hats and shit on, and they're standing there like, you're just going to get a coffee. Sometimes you're scraping change out of the fucking ashtray and shit in the car to go get a cup of coffee, and you got these people looking at you like you're a douchebag when you come out the store because you ain't giving them no change and shit. That's the fucked up shit. That it comes down on your average person who probably barely got shit themselves, and now their conscience is kicking them in the head all the way, you know, to the car and back and all that shit. You got to worry about that thing. You got to worry about, all right, you got a bunch of kids out there that gather around stores to pay for their soccer league. Why the fucking parents ain't paying for the soccer league? Your kid is in soccer. Why ain't you paying for that shit? Why is the solution march your kids out in front of the store and beg people for money on the way out and have them feel bad? Like, oh, you can't help the kids. Oh, you can't help the kids. You got these kids fucking 7:30 in the morning staring you in the eyes like, yo, I can't get a dollar. Shit. Like, come on, man. Fucking parents pull up and fucking, you know, SUVs, fucking ill TVs in the headrest and shit, and just, yeah, go get some money off that dude. You know what I mean? Go get his fucking money, because he ain't doing shit. So let him go get, you know, we need to pay for our soccer league, sir. Oh, do you? Go fuck yourself. You don't know how close I've been telling a kid to go fuck himself in the morning, which is clearly wrong. Clearly wrong. I got a call. Let me see who this is. Oh, Jesus. Here we go, Blog Talk. Oh, well. I had a call, and then it dropped off completely. So, hopefully they'll call back. Why not? So, anyway, I mean, that's just my thing. I don't understand the mentality of, like, you know, pitching it down to your common person. Now you need to pay for the soccer league because, you know, I loaded, like, 6 kids in this huge SUV with the rims on it that I got. And I brought them down there so I could get your dollar and, you know, get some new cleats or some shit, you know, re-up the nets in the fucking soccer joint. Like, seriously, I mean, even with kids, I mean, you got to pay a shitload of money just to send your kid to the park to play anymore. Like, they got them, like, rec programs. You got to pay a bit, man, just to send your kid there to just hang out during the summer. That don't even count the trips that obviously you have to pay for, you know, admission to whatever parks or whatever, wherever they're going. But, I mean, you're talking some change, man. And then you're supposed to add to that the guilt of walking into a store because somebody's standing outside like, you can't give me a dollar. Is that? Like, it's crazy. And the same thing, like, at the register, you just go to buy some shit. Like, you could be pulling a handful of change out of your pocket to pay for your coffee or your soda or some shit. And fucking, they're like, you want to donate a dollar to the kids that ain't got no motherfucking money fund and shit? You're like, fucking no. And they look at you like, I ain't motherfucking fine. Guess you don't like kids and shit. Damn, man. Like, that shit is fucked up. You got to have, like, a guilty conscience just walking into a store to get a cup of coffee when you ain't got shit and you working 6 days a week. And these motherfuckers are like, oh, I see how it is. You fucking hate kids with cancer, don't you? Damn. I mean, that shit is fucking harsh. I just think there's different people. There's obviously charity needs to be had and it needs to be, you know, taken care of on so many different fronts. And man, these charities are completely reputable. I'm not saying any of it's bullshit, but the way that they pitch it, man, it's fucking brutal to your just average person who's just living week to week and shit. You just browbeat over some shit. I don't get it, man. I mean, I just think that's the worst way. Like, I mean, you just got them. I mean, they'll remove, you know, like a homeless dude out there trying to get money and shit. You know, they stand in front of a store too long or some shit like that, which, you know, I ain't talking about my situation with this dude over here with his fucking family. I'm saying, like, you know, an actual homeless dude, you know, in a semi-rough area. Obviously, rough areas tolerated a lot more, but, you know, they'll tell them, you know, get out of here. You can't be begging over here and shit. But they'll plant 5 soccer kids out front of a fucking store with a can of change and shit and a fucking SUV and their parents sitting in there smoking cigarettes on the cell phone, texting. Somehow that's like a really unbalanced thing to me. It's unbelievable. So I don't know. This is some random shit. I'm hoping whoever was calling in calls back in. Let's see what goes on there. Let me actually, I'm gonna take this break right quick. Try to get off this fucking stop begging topic and get into some other shit and maybe some wrestling related stuff. I'm not sure about that yet, but you know, try to lighten the mood a little bit. Throw you some Dave Chappelle.
Good motherfucking choice. No, I can't stop yelling because Danny will take me. Has it taste? Has it taste? Has it taste? It'll get you wrong, motherfucker. Bitch. It's my beer.
Yeah, I like that shit. So anyway, I watched earlier in the week, or late last week, or whatever the fuck you call it. It's weird, because you do the shit on Wednesday, and you're like in the middle of the week. It might have been earlier in the week, it might have been Friday, I don't know, I lose track of time. You work 6 days a week, it's fucking stupid, and you kind of lose track of what day it is, and everything's on a fucking TiVo or DVR and shit, so you don't even remember what day you watch it, because it might have been on this day, but you watch it this day. So anyway, speaking of, I don't even know where my fucking remote is, because I wanted to see what the fucking results was of this AGT shit. I got a little bit to talk about that, too, but I watched, like I said, earlier in the week, last week, one of these motherfucking days, I watched the Balls Mahoney shoot. The 2012 one, the recent one, that, you know, covered the whole, if I say one more time, I'm going to kill myself. I watched the one where he talked about New Jack and the whole situation with New Jack and the things that were going on with New Jack, calling him out and calling him this and threatening him and saying he drank some chick's blood in the hotel and... he accused him of a lot of things, and Frank Goodman's, you know, he backed all that too. Frank Goodman's just a shit starter. But, you know, let me mute my TV while I do this show. So then, yeah, it couldn't have came off more ignorant. Like, man, Balls is a fucking wreck. I mean, I remember years ago, you know, seeing him live and stuff too, because... I mean, you know, you see him on TV and stuff like that. And, I mean, maybe you could see a little weight difference live to on TV. But either way, Balls was a big guy. He was never a slim dude. This fucking guy is thin as fuck. You can see it in his face. He's, like, shriveled. Like, it's fucking crazy. I got him, I think, same call again. Let me see if I can get it this time. Hey, who's this?
Yo, hey. What's going on? What's up, Jay?
Who's this?
Eric.
Oh, Eric. What's going on, dude?
How you doing, man?
Chilling, man.
Good. Yeah, I texted you earlier. I said, yeah, I'm trying to, because I wasn't by the computer tonight. I wanted to listen to the show, but I was like texting you about if I can call in real quick and listen.
But yeah, I didn't get the text. Maybe I did. I didn't see it.
Yeah,
but
hey, what's going on? What do you guys what have you been talking about? I went to go call first, and then I went to go turn the volume up, and it hung me up.
Yeah,
so
I seen the call and I tried to take it and stuff, and I was whining about people begging and stuff for no reason, and just a lot of nonsense. But I just started talking about the Balls Mahoney shoot. Did you see the new Balls Mahoney shoot?
Oh, no, I did not, but I heard about it. And, I was getting ready to like watch it, and like I have it and showed that, and I was going to watch it, but, I cannot wait for this Balls New Jack thing to come out.
Well, yeah,
up.
I was going to get into that too. I was definitely going to get into that too because, he dropped so many M-bombs on New Jack on that shoot that I don't understand why he's still breathing. Like, New Jack is the last one.
Let me bring this up, and I'm going to say this, and nobody's going to believe me, but I always say about wrestling, I have to wonder if it's a work. I have to wonder because honestly, if any other person would say that kind of stuff to another human being outside of wrestling, he'd be dead already.
Well, you know what? Like, I've heard that tossed around a lot of times that it might be a work, it might be a work, it might be a work. It wouldn't really surprise me, but this, I mean, it'd go over like a fart in church if it ended up being a work. No one's going to surround it and be like, oh, great, this is awesome. I'm going to watch a lot of Balls Mahoney and New Jack matches. Like,
New Jack has been
a mental train wreck for a long, long, long time. And especially recently he has deleted and added me to his Facebook at least 5 times, and I've never done really anything wrong to him. I'm a pretty honest dude. So even though he's extremely dangerous, I've told him sometimes, hey, that's some bullshit, Jack. He'd be like, oh, shut the fuck up, white boy. And then, we move on, and he doesn't delete me, like, right there. But I guess, eventually a month or two goes on, and then next thing you know, I'm gone. And someone would be like, hey, do you see that video New Jack posted? And I go, and I'm like, I can't even find him on Facebook. Like, I'm blocked or some shit.
Yeah, I still even see the video. I can't even see the video you were telling me about the arena, going into the arena. I still haven't seen that yet.
Right, when he walked through the arena and it was all gutted and stuff. And I mean, that was cool as hell. I mean, I put over a lot of stuff that New Jack was doing because when him and the Blackout, when the gangsters and the Blackout were doing that thing over in that bullshit Fed, they were cutting, he was cutting bomb promos on them. And I was like, dude, this is why New Jack is what it is. Because, to be honest with you, I've never really been entertained by his in-ring stuff other than when he snaps and actually, tries to kill someone with it, when he, almost cut Mass Transit's head off, he stabbed that Crocodile Dundee guy. He,
beat the shit out of Gypsy Joe.
Oh yeah. Hit Gypsy Joe in the head with a fucking aluminum bat. Like, I mean, the guy's out of his mind and that stuff's entertaining. I mean, just like, you watch train wrecks because,
speaking of train wrecks, I saw the Tammy Woods, getting off topic. What kind of, going into train wrecks, the Tammy Lynn Fitch shoot interview for Mark Feinstein was a train wreck, too.
Day before that she went into rehab?
Yeah, well, like the day after, it was a couple days after she went into rehab. Like, she was supposed to do CZW that day, and they were supposed to do something with on the road, like with Tammy, and apparently she got completely drunk, and that set her off to be like, she that pretty much put her into rehab kind of deal. It's a great watch, but also. Let me call you back.
Yeah, you do that, Eric. All right. So, yeah, that's Eric. That was my former co-host that I was, doing this for a while with, you know, at least a year and a half with, starting it out, and then I kind of went solo, and he's going to call me back. So anyway, but yeah, the balls thing was ridiculous. I mean, as far as knowing that New Jack is not a guy to be fucked with, I think that's a pretty easy statement for anyone to make. Whether you know New Jack's complete career or not, you could probably look at what he does and go, yeah, he's not the guy to fuck with. And, I mean, he couldn't have dropped the N-bomb on New Jack more times. And, you know, Balls went into the whole thing talking about he's a vampire and him and his wife drank each other's blood in some kind of ceremony to, like, make their marriage official. And then, like, Feinstein's like, oh, so what did that ceremony consist of? And this is the only time in the interview that he's like, Blanca, I'm not going to talk about that. But he goes like, yeah, I can't go into that. There's a lot of people that would be really upset, you know, within the, you know, the people that I associate with and stuff like that. And then he's like, all right, yeah, so what'd you do? He's like, all right, so we put the blood in the cups, and then we said some words, and then we did this, and then we, and like, dude, he asked you another wording 2 seconds ago, what you did, and you acted like that was completely taboo. He reworded it immediately afterwards, and you're like, so here's what we did. This guy's out of his fucking mind. And, you know, during the thing, he said that he's a Satanist. Yeah, he's completely, you know, he believes in Satan, like he worships Satan and all of that. And he's not into it as much anymore because he has a kid and he doesn't want the kid being brought up that way, which boggles my mind because, and I'm going to get into something else in a minute right after this, that, because I've had this on the tip of my tongue for a while because I'm getting really, really tired of one of my friends not shutting the fuck up about some certain shit. So anyway, I'm not going to mention his name either. But anyone who has him as a mutual friend will know exactly who I'm talking about, including him if he listens to the show because he's been on it several times. So then now our video set up a face-off with New Jack and Balls. And supposedly they had a state police officer in the room, had these guys completely separated, and had them going off on each other. And did they just film this, I think, 2 days ago? I could be off on the days again. They all run together after a while with me. But, like, I want to say 2 days ago, and they were just going off on each other, supposedly, and breaking down this whole thing. And New Jack, I mean, this got to a point where they got into an altercation, and New Jack supposedly beat him up. There was another time that they got into words, and Balls later said that he had a gun in his pocket and a razor in the other pocket. And, I mean, this is getting really dangerous, besides just looking at Balls and going, well, clearly this guy's going to die because he's in no shape for life. And he's one of those dudes that's just like, yeah, I'm going to die before 60. Why not? Because I can't see being that old. Like, dude, you got a kid. And, you know, and he has no teeth in his mouth. And he's just like, hey, you know, this happened from blowing fire years ago. I was using, what the hell did, he said he was using Thompson's water seal to blow fireballs. What the fuck? Seriously, he's like, some people use lighter fluid or hard alcohol. He's like, I was using Thompson's water seal. Who would think to put Thompson's water seal in your mouth and spit it out and blow fire? What the fuck is going on in this world? So anyway, I'm really looking forward to that video that they were going to do because if it's a complete work, it's going to die out. No one is going to buy into that once it's done. No one's going to listen to a word either one of them says after it's done. But, I mean, if it's not, it continues to be what I would say is a very, very volatile situation. And I don't know. I I have no idea how that's going to end well, because neither one of those guys are in a good state of mind. And Rob Feinstein, as always, just capitalizes off of bad situations. That's kind of what he does. I mean, you know, he's talking with Eric for that second. You go from Balls Mahoney looking like he's going to die to Tammy the day before rehab. And I think it was the day before rehab, honestly, because I think she did the shoot with, or maybe she did the shoot the day after. She was going to do CZW, but she was too fucked up. Then the next day she did the shoot and then went into rehab like right after the shoot or something like that. And yeah, obviously the Iron Sheik, the Jamie Dundee, how many shoots has this guy done that's just completely capitalizing off of someone's downfall? And to me, hey man, hey, it's entertaining. It's not on my hands. If someone puts out some stuff, look at, you know, Celebrity Rehab, Sober House, all these different things. And how many of those people are dead now? I wouldn't know any of that unless someone put it out there on video. I'm not looking in these guys' windows and trying to see what happens when they're going downhill. That's really not my business. But as soon as you put it out there in some form of media, shit, if I want to watch that shit, because they say some of the most off-the-wall things. They say they do some of the most entertaining things. Look at some of the characters that have been put out there in movies that have been, you know, put in a light that they were complete train wrecks. Some of those are award winners. Some of those are some of the best movies that people will talk about forever and ever and ever. That complete off-the-wall gangster, or that off-the-wall, you know, train wreck guy that's just headed for death and has nothing stopping him and stuff like that. This is the real life version of that. So of course the person who puts a camera in front of him is dead wrong for doing so. But as soon as people tune in, well, it's clear, you know, the reason why he's doing it, it's money. And at the same token, it's entertaining to me. And, and definitely shout out to Corey in the chat from Woman Love Wrestling too. She apparently her allergies are acting up on her tonight, so you know they're not doing the show. But definitely check them out every other night that they do it, and they do the show on the same night as us. But check their archives out. Just look up Women Love Wrestling 2, number 2, on iTunes, and definitely, you know, subscribe to them. I think they do a phenomenal job, and for sure. So anyway, yeah, Balls and New Jack, crazy stuff. Just insane stuff. Check that out if you like train wreck. So anyway, what should I go to now? Oh yeah, I said I was gonna get into this. I am. All right. I have a friend. I will not name him. And any Soup listeners listening to this, it's not Joey. I'm really not severely linked in any kind of, you know, religious way to any specific, you know, religion or belief. I'm not really sure what I believe. I think there's something, I don't know what it is. I mean, but I don't know. I think as far as religion goes, I feel like if it's making you happy, just keep doing that shit. If you're going to intrude on other people's lives, I'm not cool with that shit. Like, back off. Just do you. You don't have to preach. Just do you. Whatever makes you happy, keep doing it. I mean, by all means, just be anything you could find in this world to make you happy, do it. Do it big. All right? That's just me. Now, there's a certain thing that has come across or has come about that, especially with this dude, more so than anybody else, atheism is not a religion. As far as I know, atheism is anti-religion and anti-establishment. My definition of atheism is you don't believe any of these other things. You don't like people preaching at you. You don't like people pushing their beliefs on you. So you're just going to believe in life, and you're just going to live life without religion. Now, when you turn atheism into a religion, when I have to read 25 fucking posts and Photoshop pictures and fucking conglomerated fucking things every day and like pages and groups and all this shit that you signed up for your fucking atheist beliefs, you're a fucking religion. you're a fucking hypocrite because you're pitching atheism as a religion. You're attacking all the religious groups and telling me that you don't care about God. And I guarantee you, I don't see a tenth of the amount of fucking talk about religion from religious people than I do from this dude. Straight up. Like, if you talk more about, if you're atheist and you talk more about religion, whether it's negative or positive, you talk more about religion than religious people, what the fuck does that look like? Come on, man. That shit is retarded. I can't stand it. It is just as browbeating as every over-the-top preacher, every person that can't fucking stay away from knocking on your door to tell you about the word, everybody that like will not leave you alone about their beliefs. It's the same thing. I don't care what you're into. Do you. That's it. I'm tired of it. Cut it the fuck out. I mean, god damn. It's fucked up when, like, you are definitely, you are cool as hell with this person as a friend. You really, as far as, you know, your relationship with the person, you really don't have anything bad to say about them. But then they put themselves out there to the world in such a light that you're like, man, this guy's got to be the most annoying motherfucker to who? Everybody. I can't get it. It's not a religion. If it was, you wouldn't be atheist. Why don't you just live your motherfucking life? Oh, man. I can't say any more about that because I'm getting fucking annoyed. Getting really annoyed by this shit. So anyway, here's another thing. That's something else. PWS, Pro Wrestling Syndicate, are launching, and I believe it's in October. They're launching a complete a woman's company. Now, it's supposed to be a family-friendly company, which, listen, I'm all for the, you know, the all-women's companies such as the WSU and now and Shimmer, and they got the new one with Gabe Sapolsky is doing is Shine. You know, Japan, obviously, you know, there's a lot of, you know, jockey stuff out there they're doing, and, you know, they'll pair it up. They'll do some good stuff, but now this another company, and it's supposed to be, you know, family friendly and respected and stuff like that, and I really don't know what to feel about it, but it's called Bombshell Ladies of Wrestling. Tag number, well, you know, WWE, TNA, ROH. Oh, this is Blow. All Girl Federation named Blow. Yeah. Way to keep it classy there, Eric Tapout. With your, yeah. So that's that. And not only that, I mean, like, again, they're pitching it as family friendly, but they're calling it Blow. And when it comes down to, they're going to run some kind of like tournament to start it off, but they're already like teasing and stuff like that. Now, when you abbreviate main event, what is it? ME. So then they have the Blow ME. You know what I mean? Like, listed on like advertising. Come on, man. That shit ain't right. Y'all got issues. y'all got some serious issues doing this, man. And I seen the roster, and there's, I mean, some chicks I really think can't work, but there's also some severe athletes within that group. And yeah, it's funny. You're not family friendly. Who's family you friendly with? Damn, the Kardashians. What family you friendly with? So I don't know. It's just me. It caught me as definitely something to mention because, man, that's something else. But there's some really good women's wrestlers on there too. So it's crazy when you get, you know, them trying to be respectable wrestlers on one card and you know, really put themselves out there as athletes and not just another, you know, eye candy or, you know, a diva or whatever you want to call it. And then, you know, turn it around like, yeah, I'm the blow champion. What? Oh, man. There's something wrong with this world. Ah, so much wrong. So that's that. I don't know what else I could say about that. I guess I'll read the cards when they get closer, and their stipulations, I'm sure, will be ridiculous as well. But, you know, I got to talk WWE. But I guess I'm going to take a break before that, because I really don't have a lot to talk about tonight. Wrestling has only been so much this week. I definitely got the, you know, the pay-per-view to, you know, share my comments about, and the Raw, which I only watch so much of, but I could catch bits and pieces and read the rest of it and definitely come up with an opinion. I'm decent on having an opinion on things. So I guess I'm going to take another break and come back. Oh, so anyway, and I hope she's going to be listening to this at some point tonight. But and the reason I'm going to play this song is my friend Yolanda, who, if you caught last week's show, she came in at the end of the show. She called in. I was about to wrap the show up, more or less. But then she called in, and I, you know, oh, I didn't know what she was yelling finally in the chat about. So then Yolanda called in, and she was like, you know, just hung with me for like an hour, and we just wild out for like an hour at the end of last week's show, which I thought was tons of fun, man. Yolanda is just, she's a trip. She's so much fun to talk to or hang out with. I mean, she's just really funny, funny people. So, but anyway, she does a show called The Shiznit, and I listen to it on the download, because I listen to, very, very rarely do I listen to shows live, because I really rather listen to things, you know, on the iPod at work. I work, you know, 8-hour days with an hour lunch, so definitely I just rather listen to my, you know, all my downloads and all that, and Howard Stern and everything else on lunch. So that's what I did, and I listened to her thing on lunch, and not on lunch, at work. And she played Eazy-E's Real Motherfucking G's. But she played it edited. Oh. So I told her, I hit her up on her Facebook afterwards. And her co-host even called her out on that after the song. Was like, how dare you play that edited? Real Compton City G's. And I'm like, exactly, dude, exactly. And she's like, ah, it was the first one I found. And I'm like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. So I hit her on her wall earlier this week, and I said, my friend Yolanda, I am now forced to play Automobile unedited due to you playing Real Motherfucking G's edited. So, as promised, I will play Eazy-E's Automobile to make up for her playing an edited version of Real Motherfucking G's. There you go.
Yo, Dre, man, I took this bitch out to the movies and shit, man. We kissing and grinding and shit. So we hop in the back seat, you know, man. This bitch rubbing all on my dick in front like she's gonna give me the pussy, man. And the bitch said three words, man. Stop, no, and don't.
Oh,
I said, bitch, you don't have to front on me, dear.
Nigga, fuck me, bitch. Don't fuck me.
So why don't you just give that pussy there? If you be good to me, oh, I'll be good to you, and we'll both ride home in my automobile. Don't kick your shit, baby.
All that I want is a little puss.
That's all I want.
That's all you want?
I know you want something else. I'll be telling them hoes we got my after parties at the show and shit.
Yeah.
Take the bitches to the hotel room, man. They in the room, they on the, you know, pussy and shit. I got something for their ass.
Tell them what time it is. Kick it.
You don't
Puerto Rico was fucking.
Don't be afraid. It's only a dick.
It's only a dick.
Give up the pussy soon. All I want is a little wound. Or get your groovy ass out my hotel room.
Motherfucking old bitch.
Or get your groovy.
The only way you could play Easy E is unedited. And believe me, the rest of Yolanda's show is dirty as hell. So it's not like she purposely avoided playing a rough song or nothing like that. That's not like her, but she was way too nonchalant about it going down. So, you know, mistakes happen. I had to make up for it. All mine's over here. So that's what I did. What else did I want to talk about? Oh, AGT, good show this week. Very good show this week. I think it's, what is it? How many people went through this week? Because they had, it was the show, for those who don't watch America's Got Talent and don't even know what I'm talking about by saying AGT, America's Got Talent, they had like the callback show where you had, you know, people get the chance, get a second chance, that were voted off already, and the judges bring back four each, and then I believe four go forward, and it was a good show, because, I mean, these guys came back, and they, you know, put it all out there and tried to, you know, do what they could to actually be involved again, and I think they definitely showed up. They definitely showed up, and, you know, I generally, you know, it's one of those shows. It's hard for me to, like, keep it on the DVR and, you know, wait for me and Nina to watch it, because if you're going to vote, you got to watch it the night it comes out, and then you got to vote before the next morning. So I had to catch it, and I did. And, yeah, I mean, they showed up. I mean, it's still on the DVR, but it's like, you know, I've seen it already. And now tonight is the voting, which I'm kind of skimming through and watching, just seeing, like, without audio, like, who's getting their hand raised, who's smiling and jumping up and down, who's hugging the other guy and walking off. But so far, I'm completely right on what went through. And the mariachi kid, this kid, I don't know how old he is. He looks like he's, like, 13 or something. Like, he's this tiny little kid, and he has a bomb-ass voice. He's unbelievable. He really is. Like, this kid, the vocals on this kid is just unreal. And, man, he tore it up. And a lot of he's 10. The kid's 10. But the big complaint that people have had is, listen, not that many people are into mariachi music. For mariachi music, he's phenomenal, but I don't listen to that shit. So, you know, and I would agree with that. Man, he's phenomenal at what he does, but I'm not into what he does. So a lot of people were saying, like, man, if he did some regular stuff, and he did, New York, New York. He did the, you know, Frank Sinatra joint, and he blew the roof off of it. So that's what he needed. Did he owned it and stuff? And I can't believe that escape from shit kid just lost to this dog with fucking second mouth thing. I'll explain that in a minute. And then the other guy that went through, the kid's name is Andrew. He's like kind of goth looking kid, and he's got like, you know, blue contacts and all that. He did, what the fuck did he do? He did like an opera version of, oh man, I'm losing, oh man, I lost my complete train of thought. Unbreak My Heart. He did an opera version of Unbreak My Heart in whatever, Italian, whatever they sing opera in. They do. He did that and nailed it. Like, the last time, like, he killed it in the initial auditions, and then when he came to this second thing, he choked completely. He did some old Eminem 8 Mile stuff. And then now when he came to this, he did, like I said, like, opera version of Unbreak My Heart type stuff and fucking murdered it. So he just went through. He just went through over the dude that gets hit in the balls, which I think is hilarious, too. Like, there obviously needs to be a show for that dude, too, because this guy was, like, jumping off of, like, 10-foot scaffolds and landing on, like, a 2x4 in his balls. Like, it's ridiculous. No pun intended, but he, it's brutal. Like, the stuff that he does to himself is ridiculous. It's hilarious. You just crack up. But, yeah, and all the women hate him. They're like, that's stupid. It's so stupid. But this guy, like, he'll swing off a rope and just crack himself on a pole. Like, it's brutal. Like, I mean, they busted a cinder block. Like, dude put a cinder block on his junk, and then other dude hit it with a sledgehammer. Like, dude does stupid shit with his groin. Bullshit, it ain't a talent. It's an entertaining. Entertainment is a talent. So to me, it's entertainment, you know? And now, of course, I don't think he should win the competition. But, man, I like seeing that dude doing what he's fucking crazy. It's the same reason why Jackass is a multi-million-dollar fucking show. Multi-millions of dollars those people made off of doing the same thing. Well, that guy belongs in that realm of people. For real. I mean, if that's not entertainment, and well, if that's not a talent, well, then why are the Jackass people filthy fucking rich? So that's my point to Nina and all the females out there that think it's just ridiculous. And, you know, it is stupid. It is dumb. But, man, it's entertaining. And so, anyway, I expected him to lose. But at least I got another shot at seeing him. And, man, he turned it up this time, too. So, but that was those three. And there's another kid. He's young. He's like 16, 17 years old. And he does that, like, escaping from dangerous shit stuff. Like, this dude was buried in concrete unlocking locks. Like, obviously the concrete wasn't hardened yet. But, you know, just poured concrete on top of him and was, like, under the concrete for, like, a minute. And shit was just burying him. And he was unlocking locks, like, above his head that was above the concrete. He had to take like a straitjacket, all sorts of stuff off. And he was tremendous. And he lost to a guy that has a dog, which I think that the act is cute and stuff, but the guy has a dog and he has like a contraption like that's attached to underneath the dog's chin, where he can make it look like the dog's mouth is opening and closing. So he could use the dog as a real dog as a ventriloquist without really making the dog's mouth do anything. The dog's just sitting there chilling. And he's hitting whatever flap that's making the mouth underneath the mouth type thing move, and he's doing a whole act with him like a ventriloquist. So it's clever. It's definitely clever. I've never seen anything like that, and I think it's cool. But I definitely thought the dude that, you know, defies death and escapes from shit, you know, should have beat that one. That's just my opinion on it. And now I'm watching the comes down to Lindsay better go through. I'll explain that comment in just 1 second. All right, come on with the drama. I am doing a live show. I can't. Yeah, the escape artist definitely should have went through. I mean, he does crazy shit. What just happened? There's like two groups and a chick that should have went through, and I have a feeling she didn't. And now somebody else talking. I don't even remember what the fuck he did. Huh. Huh. I don't know what's going on right now. She's standing there like she still ain't going nowhere, so I'm hoping the fuck she won, but... Huh. Oh, now they broke it down to the two of them. So now it's the group and the chick. The chick's off... She's off the chain. She really is. And I don't even know... Nina's asking me who's up against her. I don't even know, because there's just like groups of motherfuckers, and like I'm not listening to audio, so it's just... This is great radio. I mean, this chick, she's like, she does stuff that's like a cross between dance contortion and like an Olympic gym floor exercise. Like she's fantastic. Like, I don't even know how old she is either. I'm bad with ages. I don't know what's going on here. But anyway, so I'm hoping the chick goes through, because she's definitely the better one. And I'm going to have to move on from this topic, because it's definitely just got to be far from entertaining. Watch AGT. Catch it on the download, or what are they? The on demand. Yes. Yeah, she's like 17, 18 or something. Anyway, I think I need new batteries in my remote, because I went to hit fast forward on that. And it's just not going to stop fast forwarding. So I'll try to catch it in fast speed as it goes by to see who won that. But I don't know if it's going to happen or not. So anyway, before I get into the pay-per-view, the WWE pay-per-view. There we go. Nick Cannon's back, and now he's talking like really fast. And now they're talking about next week. So I guess I missed that. Let's hope she won. Let's all hope with me. Anyway, before the WWE, oh no, there she is. this is so ridiculous. Oh, jeez. All right, you know what? I'm too fixed on this. I'll take another break. I come back right after this.
Prime example. From the depths of the city where sinners dwell. We finish frail, niggas with shells from splinter cells.
You know.
When losers win, winners fail. I cut your nose off to spite your face until you decayed. You can't even call your sin a smell. Mommy dragging the donkey, I pin a tail. I've been writing so dark and for so long, my pen is pale. For the money, I'll impale your heart with 20 10-inch nails. Put a hole in your racket like I turned your tennis ball into a spinning snail. I laid off, they whole flow. On my day off, I sprayed off that fofo. And I made off with more dope than made off. I'm the Adolf Hitler of the shit, bruh. No soul, my skeleton sleep. Yo ho, got a hella physique. I hope she know I shoot both loads. Bon appetit when she get to this house. I'ma spit this out. Turn the chicken's mouth to a pelican beak. Heartbeat ready as I get done up. Sloppy steady, watch her do it. Slob that knob, drop that job and watch her come up. Roxy Eddie.
From the depths of the city where sinners dwell. From the depths of the city where sinners dwell. From the depths of the city where sinners dwell. From the depths of the city where sinners dwell.
I'm coming from where sinners dwell. A ghetto American's future is poverty. We inherited Lucifer's property. They giving us niggas hell. Choose your philosophy, it's usually hypocrisy. Lose your democracy. Nobody vote counting in 2012. So my Ruger is watching me. I move through the monopoly properly. And due to this ruthless economy, I got shit for sale. I'm music's anomaly. You dudes are just comedy. In lieu of monogamy, your bookie on top of me. And I did a well. All my neighbors heard that vixen yell. The way I make that head quake, rape my sex on a Richter scale. Put it in a coffin, no pillow talking, cause all too often a bitch a tail. Only thing left on my pillow was a piece of a weave, it's a palm, it's a liquid gel. No rapper flabber, yeah, go back and find her. Nigga that mainly spit crazy shit, Prozac and fiber. No rap survivor, nigga, don't act MacGyver. When it get real in the field, you a meal, no appetizer.
I'm coming from where sinners dwell.
Sinners dwell.
I'm coming
coming from where sinners dwell. Sinners dwell. From the depths of the city where sinners dwell. From the depths of the city where sinners dwell.
Now I'm more upset because she lost. So before I got into watching the pay-per-view and stuff, and obviously, you know, people shooting, you know, links around and stuff like that, I see that, you know, whatever, CZW Vice President, Booker, Part Booker, whatever the fuck you want to call him, Maven Bentley, he put some shit out there. Let me see if I can find it real quick, honestly, because I would love to read this like exact, because man, it just I don't know, man. There's so much wrong with that type of mentality, and to me at least, and I could be wrong. I could be completely wrong because you know, it was, you know, it was based off of his opinion on, oh, yeah. Here's what he posted. To all the boys watching SummerSlam on illegal streams, way to encourage promoters to pay you less. Just saying even at that level, theft is grand. Wait. Just saying even at that level, theft is theft, and paying for entertainment is what our business is based on. If the people don't pay, there is no business. So, I mean, that's what he said. And to me, I think that statement is fucking ridiculous because, first of all, the WWE, that's like Metallica bitching about downloads back when the Napster days happened. I mean, let's be real, man. You really short on change? I think the WWE is okay. So, I don't know about that. Second off, you're an indie guy. You're an indie, you know, promoter, booker, you know, vice president, whatever the fuck you want to call it. So my thing is, like, I think you're looking for excuses to tell motherfuckers why they're getting paid less. Yeah, I seen you downloading that stream. Oh, what you think that means for the business? Well, shit, first off, none of that up top money gets passed down whatsoever. So you can't play on that for one fucking second to think that you're going to tell me, oh, well, shit. And again, yeah, I'm just speaking my opinion. I ain't one of the boys that's getting paid or getting beat. And my comment, too, is I think wrestlers have been getting underpaid on the indies long before there were streams. I think you're making excuses. That was my thing. And fuck it. I mean, if that's what you're doing, that's what you're doing. I mean, that's your business. So, but in the same token, come on, man. I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, the same thing, like, you're going to stand up for Vince's money? See, that's why we're not making any money, because people are stealing the pay-per-views. Well, first off, CZW ain't making shit for money off of fucking WWE's pay-per-views. You can total up the amount of fucking pay-per-views that were stolen, and you ain't made that much money. You could total up the fucking amount of people who were thinking about doing it and decided not to and didn't watch it all together, and you still ain't making that money. Come on, man. Don't fucking fool yourself. And of course, you know, you get the response like, yeah, well, until you promote a company or until you're there, don't, you know, you don't know nothing, and da-da-da, and I have a master's degree and this and that before I got involved. Well, first off, you got a master's degree and all that, and I'm not trying to take you down, just like you said you weren't trying to take me down. But you got a master's degree and all that, and you're fucking working for an indie wrestling promotion that's doing, you know, 300-400 people at a fucking show. I mean, come on, dude. Don't play me out. So that's that, first off. That straight up, like, you got to be out of your fucking mind. Second off, now here's my opinion on the whole illegal streams, illegal things like that. All right. You get a lot of people living check to check. Now, they like wrestling. They like indie wrestling. Their choices are A, maybe see one show and pay for it. Maybe. That's not even a guarantee. They might not have in their budget to go and, you know, put that extra $20 to a company to watch and pay for it. especially if they see that company once or twice, and that becomes like, oh, well, it was a build show. Oh, you know, next month's going to be even better. And they're just like, you know, all right, well, we'll fucking, yeah, well, maybe we'll next month we'll come back for some more, you know, me giving you my money and shit when I'm living check to check. So I guess, or now you get the option. Now it's all over the internet and stuff like that. Well, maybe I'm going to watch CZW, ROH, PWG, fucking IWA, Chikara, fucking PWS. I'm going to watch all of that shit this month. Now, I ain't going to pay for it, but guess what? I didn't have an option to pay for it. So it was either I'm not going to watch it at all, or I am going to watch it. And as for someone like me, I'm not going to fucking pay for it if I don't have to at this point, because fuck it. I spent thousands of fucking dollars on this shit. Now, if I decide that and I come on this motherfucker and start telling everybody how good it is, maybe some other fuckers will show up to your shows. Maybe it'll be like, oh, wow, that sounds like a great idea. That shit's right up the street from my house. Let me go down there and see that. That's your option right there. That to me is a viable option. Or I could just not watch it. And for you to be, you know, big company man and just be like, well, I think you should just not watch it. Well, guess what? You don't have that fucking choice, buddy. You better attack the internet. Go fight the fucking internet. Now, let's go also further back than streams. Let's go further back than streams. You go fucking tell people from back in the day, early 90s, mid-90s, who wasn't trading tapes. It's the same fucking thing. If I watched somebody else's tape that paid for it and I didn't, guess what? I watched something I didn't pay for. Now, you're hating on motherfuckers that's doing the same thing on that. I mean, yeah, I guess you could be mad at the people who put it up on mass torrent sites that share it with thousands of people. But if one person gets it from one other person or one other place and they watch it for their enjoyment because they didn't have the money or they didn't have the ability to just go get that themselves, are you going to hate? I get that. Okay, I get that, because it would be nice if everybody had the money to pay for every independent show every month, and everybody would be doing really, really good if that was a possibility, and if that was the reality of things, where everybody can afford every show, every month, every time out, and then we could all watch everything and figure out what we like the best. Well, that shit's fantasy land, homie, and comes down to it, I'm either going to watch it or I'm not going to watch it. And I don't have the fucking – how many fucking indie shows are run per month? Go ahead, break it down. I mean, we're talking at least shit. Fucking – I mean, and some of these companies don't run a triple header. They'll do three fucking shows in a weekend, and that'll be their weekend. So you're talking $60 there, oh, and then another show runs one, and another run a double header. And then another two companies run a show. I mean, you want me to put out like $200 a month? I ain't got it, homie. So either I'm going to watch it or I'm not going to watch it. And guess who's going to watch it if I get the chance to? Me. Same fucking thing as tape trading. And other people will fucking do the same shit, but they might be scared to say what I'm saying. It doesn't make a fucking difference. It doesn't make a fucking difference, because that person wouldn't have watched it. It's not like, hey, I was clearly on my way to taking money out my wallet, and then I saw it for free. So I said, well, put that 20 back. That's not the way it goes all the time. It's not just like you think, like, yeah, well, I was going to pay for it, but then I saw it for free. Well, guess there be. No, I wasn't going to get it. I wasn't going to see it at all. Well, here's my option to see it and maybe talk about it to other people that would fucking pay for it. And again, jumping on the fucking soapbox over a WWE pay-per-view is the stupidest fucking thing I could hear an indie promoter fucking talk about, because that's fucking stupid. Then tell me about your fucking college degree when you're working for a fucking indie promotion who's fucking up so bad that they're losing fucking 11-year fucking fans like myself. Don't play my fucking intelligence, man, because if you were half as smart as you fucking say you are, you would still have fucking loyal fans like me. You know what I mean? Just certain shit that you just don't get it. You just don't fucking get it. Now, business sense would say keep motherfuckers that have been loyal for you for over a decade. But, I mean, and your statement to the dudes in the back is completely retarded, because, believe me, fucking J.C. Bailey came out the fucking back door when he got stabbed in the fucking foot with the syringe because they told him and TJ, don't use syringes And TJ said, fuck it, we're going to do it anyway. And JC got a fucking syringe stuck in the bone and hit the bottom of his fucking foot. And he walked out there and told me and fucking a whole group of people, they only paid me $75. It's fucking bullshit. Doesn't even pay for my fucking commute here and back. Yeah, I mean, so that's what you got. You got guys getting paid like fucking that, and you're going to talk about streams or why guys aren't getting paid this much. Fuck out of here, man. Fucking insult my intelligence. It's fucking stupid as hell. I mean, oh, we penalized that guy because he fucking, you know, he did something that he wasn't supposed to do, so now we get to pay the fucking main event. The only reason why that show was over to begin with, $75. And he's gone now, so I'm glad that you taught him a fucking lesson. You know, of entertaining the fans and going over the fucking top of what he was given. I'm really glad that you went out of your way to teach him a lesson and save yourself a buck. And now he's fucking gone. So, yeah, it's real brave, man. I love when people come out of their fucking ass with this fucking, I went to school and unless you, you know, it's like one of those fucking, like that Tommy Boy shit. You know what I mean? You know? You don't have to be a chef, but, you know, that whole bit. But, or you don't have to be a butcher, you know, that type of thing. Anyway, SummerSlam. Let's talk about that for a minute. Oh, man. Well, Antonio Cesaro, otherwise known as Claudio Castagnoli, won Santino Marella's WWE United States Championship in the dark match, which shouldn't have been dark. They had another match far darker than that later in the card. I love Santino. He's a phenomenal competitor and really, really entertaining. And Antonio or Claudio, whatever the fuck you want to call him with an O at the end. He's an awesome wrestler. And the fact that they just gave him a title, I think that's great. I hope they actually do something with him, give him a good angle, give him some kind of push and, you know, keep him going that way, you know, and make something out of this dude. He could do it by himself. Just allow him to do it, you know? So I'm really happy about that. But again, to not even be televised, title changes not being televised is fucking silly to me. It takes the title down so much to have them not televised at all. I am huge on titles meaning something. I've said it for, you know, well, I've been doing a show for almost 2 years. And over 2 years now. I've been saying this for that amount of time. Like, titles all need to mean something, from the smallest title to the biggest title. They need to mean something. You need to have people within that title division that are looking at that title like it's the highest prize that they're fighting for, and that's what makes it mean something. Their champion should be holding it with the highest of honor, not using it as a stepping stone for the next title above them. It's, you know what I mean? That's why the tag title should mean something. You shouldn't have one of the tag champions going to fight for the world title. You should have the tag titles, the tag team champions fighting every tag team across the world. Not just, you know, and hey, man, the wrestling is super joke about this shit, but let's be real. I mean, the tag team division is clearly all the minorities grouped into the tag team division. I mean, what do you want? You know, I mean, there's things that you can do. There's tag teams you can create. There's tag teams you could bring up. The Briscoe brothers, why are they sitting back in the, why are they still sitting somewhere else? Why are they not on the main roster? I mean, come on, man. And you got Cassius Ohno, you know, let go of World's Greatest Tag Team, which is, you know, Shelton Benjamin, Charlie Haas. Shelton's now, I think, in Japan. Charlie Haas is still over here working on Ring of Honor. And they tore it up as a tag team. You got Kings of Wrestling, which is, Claudio Castagnoli, Chris Hero, or Cassius Ohno, and Antonio Cesaro. Those guys will tear it the fuck up. You got the Briscoe brothers. They'll tear it the fuck up. I mean, there's so many combinations of things that you could do that will work really, really well, and you just can't even come up with pairs. And it's just like, all right, well, we got these three tag teams, and they're just going to fight each other until the end of time. Wow. All right. So anyway, then you got Chris Jericho beating Dolph Ziggler in the opener. I never understood for one second why they never, ever stopped saying, from the first time they said it until the end of the match, I never understood why they kept saying, this is the big one for Chris Jericho. This is the big one. Chris Jericho's never won the big one. And then he wins the match. Oh, he won the big one. This is the biggest match he's been involved in since he came back. This is the biggest one. Didn't he have a feud with the world champion? So he has a curtain-jerking non-title anything, and he won the big one? I'm just going, like, what big one? Did he hit the lottery last night, and now he's wrestling this match, and you just referring to what he... I mean, he won the big one? What big one? I was confused as shit. I mean, the match was good. Honestly, I think Dolph definitely pushed Jericho a lot further than Jericho had gone in the past, even against Punk, who, you know, I'm a huge fan of and everything else, but I think Dolph actually made him step his shit up quite a bit, and I liked it. I liked it a lot, but I didn't understand the continuous and nonstop reference that this is the big one for him. Like, really? Yeah. All right. I mean, this is the guy that also unified both titles and shit back in the day. Like, I mean, you're acting like this guy's breaking out and, like, he's finally getting a shot and this is his big chance. Like, talking about Chris Jericho, right? Like, I don't know. All right. I guess this is the big one. He won the big opener. That's all right. Oh, Jesus. And then, you know, the next night, he's up out of here. So, that's quite a big one. So then, yeah, Corey's saying in the chat, he beat Rock and Austin in one night, but apparently that wasn't big enough. Yeah, true. I mean, beating Dolph in the opener of a pay-per-view, well, that's clearly the biggest one he's had. Then they had Daniel Bryan versus Kane. Okay, I mean, it was what it was. I mean, I don't know how much more Kane can do. I don't think Kane's worth that much, other than a gimmick or the see no evil or, you know, whatever you're going to do with him that surrounds his aura as a scary guy. Whatever. Clearly not, you know, making out with a 75-pound girl. But other than that, the thing that I didn't understand is when Daniel Bryan beat him with a roll-up, which is Kelly Kelly's finisher. I don't know what he's doing with it. Kane flipped the fuck out. Just completely flipped the fuck out. Like, all right. Now, Daniel Bryan's a heel. If he beat him with some kind of heel tactic, a nut shot, or hit him with the bell or some shit when the ref wasn't looking or something, he beat him with a roll-up. And fucking Kane's throwing shit around the back like, he beat me with wrestling. How dare he beat me with wrestling? What the? Why are you angry? You guys were in a wrestling match and he beat you with a wrestling move. And you're like, fucking terrible guy. How dare he? I couldn't understand. The reaction altogether was like, he was irate. Like, he got screwed. Just, he wasn't allowed to do a wrestling move. Jesus. So then The Miz beat Batman in a singles match, and that was entertaining, I guess. I don't know what else to say. Then they had Sheamus beat Alberto Del Rio in heelish fashion. So I don't know if they just decided to bail completely on the And to go back for one second, Miz starts looking like an adult, and Rey Mysterio starts dressing like a superhero. Okay, I guess that makes sense. So Sheamus goes over in heelish fashion. So I don't know if they're just completely abandoning the face champion that they were trying to make him. But yeah, I mean, he did the whole dude had his feet on the ropes. It was completely, like, backwards because you thought he was the face going in and Del Rio was the heel. And Del Rio had his feet, you know, his foot on the ropes, and Sheamus got the win, and Del Rio complained, and then Sheamus kind of shrugged his shoulders like, well, that's what happens, buddy. Like, completely, like, heel type shit. And, you know, he pulled his foot off the ropes, too. Like, yeah, nah, you didn't see that. So I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand why. I guess he's going heel now. See if that works again. All right. It's definitely boring. I don't understand. I don't mind Del Rio. I don't mind Sheamus in certain roles. None of the roles they've tried lately works at all for him. The whole face turn was completely failed. When they jobbed him out to Daniel Bryan in whatever it was, 8 seconds, 15 seconds, 14, whatever. That was the beginning of the end for his face push, because no one wanted to see even the heel Daniel Bryan go down that fast, and they just immediately like, fuck that guy that got put over. So that's, you know, kind of how I feel about that. But I just think they fucked that up. So anyway, next up was the earlier mentioned dark match. You know, I don't think the primetime players are really any good. I don't like these guys. I don't think they're really that good at all. You know, Black Cena and Titus. Just not that good. And R-Truth and Kofi, I think, are both tremendously talented dudes. What they're doing with them, I don't know. Yeah, they have titles, but it's one of those things where if you just put titles on guys and then do nothing with them, it's the same. It's the very same as doing nothing with them. It's amazing because they do have, and this is goes for a lot of wrestling companies, there is an option of putting titles on guys while not pushing them. And I feel like this is a clear example of that. I mean, Kofi Kingston is one of the most athletic, charismatic dudes on that roster. And R-Truth is one of the most, you know, outgoing, entertaining, over-the-top, like, personalities on the roster. And somehow they just blend together like, oh, look at these goofy black fellas. Oh, yeah, they have belts. All right, guys, wrap it up. We got we got other stuff to do. And then they're just, you know, carted in and out. And they, like I said, they feud with, you know, one of three tag teams tops. And then that's it. That's their whole program. And it doesn't make any sense to me. Doesn't make any sense to me. So much more that could be done with those guys. So, and CM Punk beat the Big Show. And John Cena in a Triple H match. Might as well be a Triple H match. A triple threat match for the WWE title. Now, I mean, I'm glad he retained and all that, but just wasn't a lot doing there for me. There's no way Big Show should be a main eventer anymore. There's no way. If him not winning that match is their version of him putting younger talent over with CM Punk winning, oh, that's a horrible excuse for what's the reality of the situation. It's just, he doesn't belong on the main event. Why has there been so many years where he was not featured? He was huge and he was there, but they kind of did other stuff with him. Why? Because it made sense that he wasn't a main eventer, no matter how big he was. Sorry, Kevin Nash, just because you're bigger doesn't mean... if that sells, that's a larger-than-life character. Go with it. Sell it to death. No, 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 no. So CM Punk wins. Brock Lesnar beats Triple H by tap out in the main event. Now, and Joey mentioned this too, there's no time where Cena had a better match with ... should be mentioned. But Cena had a better match with Brock Lesnar. He did. Everybody knows that. No way could you. And there was far less build put to the Cena-Brock Lesnar feud, quote-unquote feud, because there's only one match, than there was to the quote-unquote Triple H-Brock Lesnar feud. His family was brought in, all this stuff. There was a whole lot of, I'm not going to do it, and yes, you are, and you know, I'm not going to do it, and your family, and this and that, and people smacking people. And then the blow-off to that was a far more watered-down version of what they did with Cena and Brock. I mean, everybody wanted to see Triple H get his ass kicked. I don't think Triple H manned up whatsoever as far as taking the abuse that Cena was willing to do. And I think that, you know, that was one of those times where you had to give Cena credit. I'm not a Cena fan, but you had to give Cena credit because Brock came in there and kicked the living shit out of him, and people got what they wanted to see. People were like, damn, I got to give Cena credit for that shit. And that's what was supposed to be done. Triple H is supposed to be this fucking, you know, unstoppable force and all this stuff. And, you know, he comes in there and he does his thing, and it was watered down from what Brock just did. Brock's going to work like every couple months. And now what, is it going to get weaker as we go? We're going to get another Goldberg Brock match in the main on WrestleMania. Is that what we're working towards? Cause that was fucking horrible. So I guess maybe we're going to work towards that. And it's not that I blame Brock. I actually completely blame Triple H, especially that fucking bullshit at the end. Honestly, I think the finish was good. The actual finish of the match to me, I thought was a pretty clever finish, because not clever like it's never been done before, but clever as in, you know, it was cool because Triple H almost always, here's how his matches go on pay-per-views. He gets hit with the guy's finisher, he kicks out. They get hit with his pedigree, they kick out. And then there's a second round of finishers, and it might be the second round of finishers where the guy gets the pin. And, you know, and that's how it went. And then the second pedigree was hit, and I'm like, well, there that goes. And he went to pin Brock, and Brock fucking locked in the Kanemura, fucking, why am I losing the pronunciation? He locked into submission, tapped him out. That was fucking cool, because to me it was like, oh, fuck, it's over. And then they surprised me, like, oh, no, Brock's got him. It's his. And so that, to me, was kind of cool, and I didn't expect Triple H not to go over. But, you know, it is what it is. But then for him to sit in the ring for all that extra time and then make sure that he was put over as, like, a sympathetic face after that, after being so bad and defending his family, and then Brock wins clean. Again, like, the heel wins clean, and the face goes, oh, what? Dude, what are you talking about? And he's holding his arm, and he's, oh, thanks, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just sorry, you know? It's like I'm kind of, it's like I'm sorry. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Dude, get the fuck out of here. Like, Brock can't even get a fucking stand in the middle of the ring like a fucking beast, raise his arms and talk some shit. Dude, I don't understand. I don't understand why he needs the spotlight all of the time. There is no way in hell Triple H is fucking retiring. So he could play that off just to get the spotlight on the end of the pay-per-view. But, dude, we're going to see him fucking so many more times. So many more times. Come on, man. There is no need to put yourself over like that. That was so unnecessary. And what a terrible way to end. I mean, you even managed to have a good finish to your match. And you still fucked it up by putting yourself over when you lost the match. Oh. Just don't get it. Just don't get it. Ah, man. It is what it is. But, I mean, what can you do? Triple H is such a mark for himself. He'll never, ever let that go. He's always going to have a stranglehold on it. You know, he's going to be running the company in no time. And he's just going to have a stranglehold on exactly what he wants to do. This is why Sheamus won't stop getting pushed. This is why Sin Cara will never be released, because those were his decisions. So he can't let it go. It's no, I'm the chaperone. I got to let it go, man. I got to give my sympathetic goodbyes to the fans, but I'll be back in 2 weeks. Like, come on, man. What the fuck? Why are you doing this to us? No one wants to see this. So, I don't know. I'm going to take another quick break, get into Raw real quick, and then, you know, a couple extra little thoughts, maybe take a call or two. Anyone does want to call in, feel free to do so. But I'm going to play another song. I'm just like a fucking, like a radio station tonight. I'm taking so many breaks. But like I said, I'm not even into this tonight. And I'm going to do what I can. Yeah, hopefully it came off as a pretty good show. But like I said, I'll breeze through Raw. It's going to be pretty short because I only half watched it. And, yeah, then I'll, you know, get the thoughts up, hopefully a call or two maybe. I don't know. So check the track, and I'll be back in. Let me turn the volume down. Back in a couple minutes.
Yeah. Yo, how what up? Let's play freeze tag with ice picks. Night shift selling white shit to white chicks. Bikes with fighting grips, cuffed up hubbies. For the crime, do shine time, that's fucked up. You the type to get fucked up monthly, beat down daily, and smoke up your disability check. Sean Price bout as real as you get. I'm no fool, I'm old school, like I'm hard and skilled, more with the sketch. If you walk on my block and talk about rough, you get touched, motherfucker, cause you talk too much. Come walk with me, so you all can see how I get those spit flows to an awkward beat. Better look both ways before you cross the street. The Pirellis on the Porsche push you off your feet. Sharp. One half of the incredible rap team. Y'all niggas smoked out. Incredible.
Hey, y'all niggas is too old to think the way you do. And you cowards never do what you say you do. I'm in the hood running with the same crazy crew. And you ain't nice, you sound like Jay-Z too. Niggas is frontin', acting like bad boys. Y'all moving silent, we make mad noise. When it's beef in the streets, we don't try and make peace. I got killers that just blaze and they don't make peace.
Let's go.
S dot eyes are with the long sleeve. Ghetto bitch, fat ass with the long
hair. Hey yo, get down, lay down. Everybody get on the floor. This is beef, you don't want that bar. Better warn everybody in your city, your town. Let them know what, this is the shakedown.
Hey
yo, get down, lay down. Everybody get on the floor. This is beef, you don't want that bar. Better warn everybody in your city, your town. Let them know what, this is the shakedown.
Three star camouflage, bar the ball, vodka, cognac, just a Mardi Gras. Roll a big Molly, y'all, burn those cigars. I got mommy in the back with the guard. Back to the car, get it in the back of the car. Have you fiddling with the latch on the bra. I was tugging at the strap on the thong. Thugging like a rap nigga song. Grinding till the crack of the dawn. She make a nigga wanna come back in the morn. Make her want a nigga back after I'm gone. That's what I'm on. Baby got back, word is born. Have you like damn, that shit is wrong. Have you like damn, that shit is song. Yeah. Strip down, lay down, sell all dogs, do it raw. Yeah. Four door, gator four, all 24s. Bucktail, USA, connect with your boys.
Yo, shorty look good. Nah, she ugly, but I'm drunk as hell, so fucking shorty look good. The bitch did eat, plus she smoked good trees. So me being who I be, I had to do me. The bitch wanted me to straight spending the cash. Slow dub, slow fuck, titty pin the grass. No, I'm quick to bend your ass the fuck over down, jumping your Timbs and dash. Yo, she talking about that ain't fair. Bitch, that's $2, fuck you mean that ain't fair. Yo, Sean Price and the price is cheaper. Only splurge on iceberg, Nikes and reefer. Timberland boots and plus a gun to shoot. And a pocket full of coke in case I don't recoup. Cause time is money and money is time. And I got just enough time to get that money.
Hey yo, get down, lay down. Everybody get on the floor. This is beef, you don't want that bar. Better warn everybody in your city and town. Let them know what, this is the shakedown.
Hey
yo, get down, lay down. Everybody get on the floor. This is beef, you don't want that bar. Better warn everybody in your city and town. Let them know what, this is the shakedown.
Shakedown.
Yeah, so that's that. Anyone want to call in? It's 347-215-8300. All welcome. All right. So anyway, then Raw happened. And they start out the old Brock Lesnar thing, and he's out there, and da da da, and you know, it just I can't. Anyway, then that Kofi and R-Truth and Sin Cara versus the Primetime Players and Cody Rhodes. I don't know if I missed something. I don't know when all these people became friends. I don't even know what the fuck goes on there. I guess they're just going to combine Dad Ryback go in there, beat the shit out of two dudes. Jinder Mahal tried to come in and interfere. He shrugged him off, beat his ass too. See, the thing is like, Jinder Mahal is, I don't think he's good. So I don't understand why, like, if this Ryback thing is leading to him actually losing to Jinder Mahal, man, I think that's a terrible idea. Terrible idea. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? So, I don't get it. I know that's like the theme of a lot of what I say about this WWE product, but I just, honestly, I just really don't get it. Not in the slightest. Just, I mean, are you guys trying? I don't understand. Like, you build a guy up as a crusher for many, many months, and then you go, all right, well, fucking Jinder Mahal seems like that guy. You know, we need to get him into a feud. Let's go with Jinder Mahal. Who do you guys got? Jinder Mahal? Okay, yeah, that sounds about right. Who the fuck is Jinder Mahal? He hasn't had a fucking... Now, I mean, what about if you're going to do something like that? Why not, instead of... Because now you got the whole thing going on with Sandow and Brodus Clay. Why didn't you let Brodus Clay's fucking gimmick continue long enough? Let his undefeated streak continue long enough, because he just started getting the fucking head knocked off him by Big Show, which is, oh, what a great idea that is. I know how to end this guy's streak. Well, please. So that's retarded. So that's what they did. Now, go from that to Brodus just continues to be doing his thing, and now he's up against Damian Sandow. So instead of leading this path, why not let him continue to squash jobbers until you started Brodus Clay's first feud and Ryback's first feud against each other? Now you got a guy that weighs at least as much as two people that Ryback could pick up and be super impressive about. He'll still be the fucking angry, dominant dude. Brodus Clay will be the big dude that's entertaining and lighthearted and got the kids going with him. And Ryback will look like the fucking animal. Like, I don't care how much you're fucking dancing, I'm going to take your head off. Now, I personally would put Ryback over in that, because obviously they've already abandoned the Brodus Clay, you know, squash gimmick anyway. But you have him go back and forth a few times, a few no contests, a few this goes on, a few, you know what I mean? Like, things happen where the match doesn't quite end, so clearly the streak is intact on both ends. And eventually you get the pay-per-view, maybe SummerSlam, or maybe, you know, one of these fucking matches, and you get that going. And then Ryback comes out on top. Now he's still a crusher against a guy who was dancing and fun-loving, and that shit ain't cool. But he doesn't care, and he just wants to fucking eat more or whatever the case is. I mean, that's one way to go with something. But to just be like, all right, well, now we've built fucking Brodus Clay up as an indestructible dude. He's beating everybody under the sun, and now Big Show punched him in the face, and he's laying there like, fuck, like a newborn fucking baby got. Like, fuck. Like Wu-Tang said and shit. You know, come on, man. Fucking Ryback's an indestructible monster. He's killing all the same people and so many others that fucking Brodus ran through. But guess what? Jinder Mahal's here. Well, that's fucking crazy. It's just fucking crazy. I don't get it. I don't get it. And you got fucking Alberto Del Rio and Randy Orton. To quote the Smurfs,
we don't care. We don't care. We don't care. We don't care.
So that happened. And then, like I said, Brodus Clay, Damian Sandow. And, you know, Sandow gets the win. Then Clay attacks Sandow afterwards with the big splash, and they were building that feud even further, because, yeah, that's what needs to happen. Everyone loves that. And you got Shawn Michaels looking at like five people at the same time. He's out there, you know, talking about Triple H and how proud of him he is that he's stepping away because he knows when it's time to step away. And, you know, I'm looking like just a little bitch. Like, there's a lot of people that call me the best wrestler ever, and now I'm just going to make myself look like a fucking, like the guy that got his face eaten off by the other guy in fucking Miami. It's like I was just laying here, and a guy came by, and he fucking ate half of my face. Like, that's Shawn Michaels right now. He's just like a victim. Nothing but a victim. He's just like, oh, that poor guy. You see that fucking homeless guy that those thugs beat up? That's like what he looks like. He just looks like, oh, what happened to Shawn? Oh, he looks like he wants no problems, and they gave him problems. Like, oh, Jesus Christ. Then you got, I miss this guy so much. You know, just David Otunga. They brought him back, and, he got punched in the face by another guy who I really hope goes away. So, I is what it is. And I can't even understand. I mean, both of these guys, I have the same statement for.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
More or less. That's more or less my feelings on The Big Show and David Otunga. I could easily use both. The same phrase for both people. I like universal phrases. So then we have Kane and Zack Ryder because, you know, those guys have always gotten along. Those crazy kids are always playing in the park. What the fuck is going on? What? Kane and Zack Ryder versus Daniel Bryan and The Miz. What? Kane turns on Zack Ryder in the match. Really? Because when the fuck did they patch shit up to begin with? What is this? Okay, right, gotcha. Then you got CM Punk backstage, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to, you know. AJ Lee's like, all right, Punk, you can name your own number one contender. And then, you know, he's like, all right, it'll be Cena, but under my one condition, and I'll tell you later. Now all of a sudden, AJ's letting him do his fucking thing. All right. Then they have a Divas Battle Royal and Caitlyn wins and no one cares. Then you had Dolph Ziggler versus Chris Jericho, which if Ziggler won, Jericho's contract would be terminated because he has a tour coming up. Or if Jericho won, it would give him a Money in the Bank title shot that he couldn't possibly defend because he'll be touring. And Ziggler won with the zigzag. And, So then, Jericho, you know, attacked, Ziggler with the briefcase. But I could swear he was acting like a face for, like, 35 days. That's what they did. And Ziggler, you know, retains his Money in the Bank, and Jericho goes on tour with shitty music, and that's kind of what they did there. Then they did a John Cena, CM Punk thing in the ring to end the show. It was more or less like Punk telling Cena, like, "Hey man, like, tired of this bullshit, and I'll give you a shot at Night of Champions, but you have to tell me that I'm the best in the world." He's like, nah, I ain't gonna do that. I guess I'll throw away the title shot. He's like, all right, then fuck it. And he's like, yeah, well, all right, well, if you don't fight me, then you have no respect for yourself or the world title. And Cena leaves. And Punk's like, all right, yeah, fuck you, Jerry Lawler. And he goes over there and he's like, yeah. So remember that shit about you told me I turned my back on people? Apologize. He's like, all right, yeah, sorry, And he went to leave the ring, and he's like, no, that's not good enough. Now I want you to tell me that I'm the best in the world, because I just want everyone to tell me that. And he's like, nah, yeah, I can't do that. and he goes to leave, and, you know, Punk lays him out, kick to the back of the head type thing. That was how they ended the show. I just, man, I just can't find this as good entertainment. I can't find this as something that I'm really interested in watching 3 whole hours of every week. And then wait, Maven. We got to pay that $50 a month because otherwise we're fucking deuces. And obviously I'm not a wrestler. He was speaking to wrestlers, but I'm still taking it to the next level that, like, clearly we're on a campaign to stop pirating because that's the way of the world. And, you know, everybody pay for everything. Like, yeah, nothing would exist. So it is what it is. All right. Well, I guess I'm going to wrap it up. I don't think I have anything else to talk about, and my fucking line surely shit ain't ringing. So I guess I'm gonna wrap it up. I'll start to get my plugs, and, you know, if anybody does want to call in, feel free to do so and chat it up. And now, if not, then I'll wrap the show up. All right. Where is my plugs? Here they are. And I said that before I found them. So now I got them. All right. Well, live in the chat tonight was Corey from Women Love Wrestling 2. So check them out. They're normally on Wednesday nights, just like me. But you can check them out on iTunes. Check out their past episodes. I think you'll like what they put out. They put out a really good perspective. Two women from Canada. And they put out a really good product as far as, you know, they talk a lot of WWE and random other things. Very intelligent women, and check them out. You know, they had some problems with their one server or one site or whatever. So I think the best thing to do is just search them on iTunes. Women Love Wrestling 2. Women Love Wrestling 2 on iTunes. And, just check it out. Obviously, also, check out Two Moms, One Show on Tuesday nights, generally on my feed, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/Yakuza. That's 10 p.m. Tuesday nights. You can check out The Wrestling Soup, which is on Thursday nights. That would be tomorrow night, wouldn't it? Yes, it would. Let me see, actually, if I could find... I'm so prepared. It's fantastic. I do this thing where I just, like, I prepare for all of no minutes, and then I do the show. So, anyway, Wrestling Soup, everybody knows where they're at. WrestlingSoup.com, tomorrow night, 10:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, check them out. Then you also have Stern Nation, which they didn't do a show last week. One of their hosts was moving, and hopefully they will do one this week because, Stern was back on air this week. You got AGT and everything. I think Stern's off for like 2 weeks after this week, something like that, which is painful. But very much looking forward to hopefully they'll be doing a show. Here's a commercial for those guys.
T-O-P-L-E-S-S.
Do you take loads to the face and everywhere else?
Oh, Robin, that's inappropriate. Musculate you.
Baba Booey.
I'm 19.
Envy is cockstrong.
I want it right now.
I ate my brother.
Yeah! Stern Nation.
Stern Nation. Check them out on Podomatic, iTunes, or Stitcher.
Any girls ever had two penises in their ass?
I have twice.
You should have mentioned that. I mean, that might have put you over the top.
Obviously, you're talking Howard Stern Show. You're talking the pretty raw content. You're talking to talk about the best show on air today and for a long, long time, possibly in the history of radio, the Howard Stern Show. And that is a great show, a great podcast on conversation on what goes on the Howard Stern Show and their own perspectives on that and their feelings on stuff. And yeah, I'm a Howard Stern mark, so I'm a big fan of these guys. Definitely check Andrew Carluck out over there and the girls. So for sure. Also, The Shiznit, which will be on tomorrow night. And I don't really remember exactly their link, unfortunately. But yeah, The Shiznit.
search it out. You can check Yolanda, Gimmick Tees, The Shiznit. You got to be able to find one of those things. So you go find a woman's show tomorrow night. And that's what goes on there. You want to go check out some sports talk tonight. Then you go to the Sports Den. And that's, as I said earlier, www.ustream.tv/channel/sportsden. And you can check them out right there, right then. And that's it. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to close it out. I'm going to play a commercial, and probably after I play a little, not commercial, I'm going to play, you know, a little clip, one of my favorite little audio joints from the E, and then I'm going to close it out. All right. Peace.
Booker, I want to have sex with your wife. And I'm not just talking any kind of sex with your wife. No, no, no. I'm talking, you know, that kind of bestiality sex with your wife. You know, I what I want with your wife, Charmel, I want to have that kind of perverted sex.
Yeah. So check me out Wednesday
but
night.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. And it's Yakuza Kick Radio. And we're taking over. And we're taking over.